In Unity, most of us are familiar with the Daily Word. If not, if there's anybody joining new, there's a daily publication put out by Unity Church, and it offers an inspirational message for each day of the year. So today's message for December 31st, last day of 2023, is Let Go and Let God. With a grateful heart, I bid the year farewell. As the year draws to a close, I reflect upon the joyful times as well as the lower points of the past several months. In a prayerful moment of contemplation, I feel gratitude as I accept all of it. I may have laughed and cried, celebrated and grieved, but I made it. As days turn into weeks and weeks into months, I have met the year's events with faith and have grown resilient. Now it's time for me to let it all go as I prepare to begin again. I take the lessons of the past 12 months, their joys, their sorrows, and prepare myself for the new year. I let go and let God as I spiritually surrender my hopes and dreams and even my fears. I am divinely guided and infinitely blessed. I step boldly and bravely into a year that is mine to live to the fullest. Psalms 4:5, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. And now we're going to move into a time of quiet meditation. We are going to take a look at the past year. How's it been for you? What have you got done this year? What things maybe didn't get done that you hoped to? Just start reflecting on the year and how it's treated you and how you've felt this past year. I'm going to step away and chime the singing bowl. As I do, let that tone resonate through you and bring back some memories, some hopes, and some dreams for 2023. As we concentrate more on our breathing now, we breathe in all the joys, the hopes, and aspirations of the past year. We let out all the fear, anxiety, we just begin to release and feel the memories that the year has brought us. Many good memories, many bad, but memories nonetheless. We've had some accomplishments and some disappointments. We've had some happy times, some sad times. But as the Daily Word says, we are still here. We are blessed. Even in the times of fear and disappointment, we learn, we grow, and we become more. we just take a moment of silence to reflect, to prepare for the new year, to release and make room for what is going to be coming up our way, both known and unknown. Concentrate on our breathing and rest in a moment of silence. As we breathe, we begin to look forward in our consciousness. We see the upcoming year with anticipation. We use the law of attraction to bring to us those things that we would like to see, those things that we would want to come to pass in our lives. We use both our imagination and our gift of vision to see those things in our lives, to see them come into reality, to see them as real, because we know that that is the process that actually happens. We are creators. We create our own future. We create our own destiny. We have that capability. God gave us that gift. And we use that gift to create a beautiful 2024 for each and all of us. I'm going to ask that you keep your eyes closed for just a moment longer as we move our focus and attention onto others, those around us, both near and far, people of the world, people who need our prayers. They need God's love. They need to know that we care and that God loves them. We put a moment's focus on that for just a moment. Put that out into the universe, that those people would feel the love that we have and that the universe and God has for them. People who are hurting, people who are scared, and rightfully so. Dear God, I end this year with this simple prayer. Please heal the broken people, make well the sick, restore happiness to those in despair, bring love to the lonely, food to the hungry, and peace to our world. Amen.
I am so blessed.